So here's the thing. Bivariate correlation is pretty simple. The stronger the relationship, the larger the R. That's really all there is to it. Raw score regression weights. The stronger the relationship, the bigger the score. But since the raw score regression weight is trying to talk about the unique contribution of each variable, the more those predictors are related to each other, the less unique contribution each one has. Now let's see if we can get this to make sense. The more the two variables are related, the more they do the same job. Does that make sense? If you're doing a project and you've got two graphics design people, they can both do the graphics design work. So neither one is going to have that much of a unique contribution because what each one can do, the other could do as well. And so we have to stop and think what the multiple regression weight means. And that's what these Venn diagrams are about. We talked about them the other day, and here they are again. Here, we're representing correlations. The overlap between each predictor, X1, X2, and X3, and the criterion is how correlated that predictor is with the criterion. And within my limits of the ability to draw with PowerPoint, the green, orange, and blue overlapping parts of the circle should be about the same. They're all correlated about the same. But notice, if you will, that X2 and X3 are correlated with each other. And what that means is that when we're looking at the unique contribution of each variable, all of X1 is unique information. But only part of X2 and X3 are unique information. Part of what they do, they share with each other. But the regression weights are just the unique part of that relationship. Now here's one of the most important ideas that we're going to keep coming back to. There's two different reasons a variable might not contribute to a model. Just like there's two different reasons that a group member might not contribute to the group. The one is like X3. X3 is not very correlated with the criterion, so it's not going to have much to contribute. Make sense? X3, if X3 were a group member in your group working on your project, the reason X3 doesn't contribute anything is they suck. They don't have anything to contribute. There's nothing there. Now, if you'll notice, X2 also doesn't have much of a unique contribution. X2 is related to the criterion, but basically everything that X2 can do, X1 can do, and better. So the reason X2 doesn't contribute is they suck. They don't have anything to contribute. The reason that X2 doesn't contribute is because it's collinear with X1, and X1 has more to contribute than does X2. How are we doing? So there's two reasons a variable might not contribute to a model. It's not correlated with the criterion, or it is so collinear with one or more other predictors that it has no unique contribution. So X1 has a lot of contribution, X2 has a lot of contribution, but not much of it is unique. X3 just plain old sucks.